My Music. A panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shryan. Your chairman, Steve Race.
Hello. Once again, the stern call of duty requires me to present our four regular contestants, John Amos and Frank Muir versus Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. While beside me, cool and I think incorruptible, is our scorer, Lainey Lawson. Our surroundings, London's Westminster Theatre. And the first question is always to John Amos. John, Vladimir de Pachmann wrote in an article, "With this composition, I find musical fault. It was obviously written for first violin and two cellos, and is not piano music at all." What is it, John, that unsuitable music for piano?
It's Chopin, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Chopin's what?
It's one of the preludes,
yes,
I think.
Yes, 21st prelude. That's right. Pachmann was wrong.
He used to play in his old days nothing but Chopin or Chopin. In fact, he was called by one critic a Chopin-zee. you know, Bernard Shaw rather had it in for him. Yeah. Because, Pachmann used to laugh about and used to cover his hands one time, you know, saying that he didn't want the other pianist to steal his fingering. And when he played wrong notes, he would look under the piano for them. Bernard Shaw once described him as a pantomimist. He said that now I've seen Miss So-and-so execute a whole aria without singing in dumb show. I am looking forward to a performance of a piano concerto, and I'm sure that Mr. Vladimir de Pachmann is the person for the job.
Well, that was Pachmann who said that. Geza Ander was actually on the recording, of course. Frank, difficult but not impossible for you, I think. What has this music to do with March the 23rd, 1948? Yes. Had
Dennis,
to leave that bit
they're
in.
Playing our music.
Yes.
Well, the first half of that was the signature tune of Take It From Here.
Yes.
And it started in 48, but the second half comes 15 years later.
I wondered about that. The Glums were as much later
no,
as that.
No, it's not as much. About halfway through, about 7 years later.
Good deal later than that. Yeah. Anyway, March 23rd, 48 was, I'm reliably informed, the date of the first performance.
As the world knows.
Yes. Ian, here's a mazurka, which is a Polish dance, but it's not by a Polish composer. It's a very early work, but I think there are tiny hints in the harmonies, perhaps, of the composer's name and nationality.
What sort of period of time are we talking about?
Oh, Edwardian, I think we would say.
Oh, Edwardian, yes.
No help with us.
Well, I think there were, as you say, one or two tiny little hints as far as the harmonies were concerned. I'll make a bold bid and say, as you say, it's Edwardian. If you're going to help me to that extent, I'll say Elgar.
You'd be right. That's right. Uh-huh. Mazurka, Opus 10. Dennis, here's the voice of a splendid composer. Can you work out who he was and which song he was talking about?
This tune was written 10 years ago, and about this time we did a musical comedy, Lady Be Good, featuring those delightful performers, Fred and Adele Astaire. Imagine my discomfort when the tune received such a lukewarm reception in Lady Be Good that we felt obliged to take it from the play. But my spirits rose shortly after this, when Lady Mountbatten asked me for a copy of the song to take back to England.
You know.
Yeah, well, I think I know where it came from, actually, because I think we both came into possession of these tapes at the same time. Right. They're a real treasure trove. Somebody in New York had kept recordings of a program that George Gershwin, a quarter of an hour that George Gershwin used to do on radio in, I believe, 1934.
Yes, 34, 35.
For Phenamint. Phenamint laxatives, and he was introduced as the America's greatest living composer. Phenamint brings you, you know, and this, it was a very interesting program, and they kept the tapes and sent certain people over here copies of it. And he was talking about The Man I Love.
The Man I Love.
Which I believe was then taken out of another couple of shows,
really?
Wasn't it?
Yes, I think so. I never thought I'd hear the voice of George Gershwin, because anyway...
Did he play in the show? Yes,
he played. Yeah.
He's obviously reading from a script, as you had to then.
Everybody
you?
Did in yes, those days.
Exactly, yes. Seven notes. I'll play them. You'll find them at the start of various songs. John, I think you'll know this tune. It's the name also of its Russian-born composer. And so on, do you know?
Is it a man who also wrote classical, or rather more serious music?
No, it is not.
It's not?
Not for my knowledge, anyway. No, he changed his name from Balin, Israel Balin.
Oh, he's Armenian, then?
Well, he came from Russia.
Isaiah Berlin's younger brother, Irving.
It's getting a bit complicated, folks, but he's got it, really, hasn't he? Irving Berlin, yeah. The song is ended, but the melody lingers on. Frank, same seven starting notes from different rhythms. The song was written by Roy Turk and Lou Handman, which you couldn't be expected to know. Old Lou, yes. No, Lou, not Luke. Lou. The title, please, and just a stab at the first publication date.
The song is end about the melody.
It is now, yes. You know it?
Yes, she wouldn't say...
No, it's not she wouldn't. She wouldn't say no.
I'm terribly warm on both scores, though, aren't I?
She didn't say no. I forgot it, have you?
Sweet.
My sweetie went away.
So she did.
So she did. Have a shot at a half mark for the date.
1925.
Near enough, 23. In America, that was. Ian, same seven notes again. Title, please, and composer.
I enjoyed that very much.
I did. I rather liked that.
But I'm no nearer knowing what it is.
Can Dennis help you?
No, it's more Ian's sort of song than
it is
mine.
Yes, it is. But it's a man you know a great deal about.
Is it? I don't.
Anybody in the audience know who wrote that tune? No? Noel Coward. Comes from Bittersweet, and it's called If You Could Only Come With Me.
Ah.
Very sweet song.
Lovely. I saw Bittersweet, but it was a very long time ago. I didn't remember it all. Either.
Dennis, who put together this version of our seven notes?
Charlie Barnett? Charlie Barnett.
Well, he made it.
Ray Nobles.
Ray Noble wrote it. You can call it...
Cherokee.
Cherokee, yes.
Very difficult to spell.
Mm. What, Noble?
No, Cherokee.
Yeah. Here's some very deft playing. John, tell me, how many players do we hear, and can you name half of them?
Is that the more recent or the older pair?
Well, it's the more recent, much more recent pair.
Well, the more recent pair, then, is Grappelli and Reinhardt.
No, more recent than Reinhardt. He's the old pair.
Oh. Wait a moment.
You have
it's
named...
an American. Sam...
No.
What is his name?
No. You have named half of them, and you were right. Stefan Grappelli, he was playing with the guitarist Martin Taylor.
Oh. Just no, I wouldn't know that name. Anymore.
Frank, here they are again. Question to you, who composed the song?
To come peeping out.
It wasn't like that originally. Yes, here, there, and everywhere, Lennon and McCartney. Ian, you have sung this next song a time or two. I wonder if you can recognise it in jazzed up form. I could say I prefer your version, but I don't think I do.
I wouldn't prefer my version at all. No, that's absolutely marvellous.
It being
Old Man River. Yes. That Old Man River.
Yes, that's right. I can't
Old Man Jacuzzi, doesn't it?
Yes, that's nice.
It's an interesting thought, though, isn't it, with Grappelli, that if those things were written down, yes, he wouldn't be able to read them and
play. No, exactly. Very, very difficult indeed. Yeah. A, to transcribe them, and B, to read them back again.
Yeah.
I can't resist playing you just half a chorus from later in the record, Ian, when Grappelli and Taylor romp through the keys. Listen.
I suppose, as the years go by, Steve, when you ask me to sing it, you may have to follow me through all the...
I was going to say that Dennis does it every song.
Dennis, it's your turn. You're something of an authority, let's face it, on popular songs of the mid-20th century. So who wrote the words and music of this, and have a shot at when?
Got the world on a string. Just couldn't think of the title. That's Harold Arlen.
Yes, and the words?
No, I don't know the words.
Stormy Weather Man. Ted
Arlett.
No, Ted Kohler.
Ted Kohler.
That's right. You've got half of the way. And the year? Have a shot at the year. Publication in America.
20s, I think.
20. No, 1932.
Was it?
Oh. Half mark, I think, there. Yeah. And a quick half mark for whichever of you calls out first the title of the tune I played, John.
Can't believe that you're in love with me.
Yes, you've got your other half mark in. Yes.
The what? sorry.
Wake up at the back. Oh, dear. Boy meets girl. Boy and girl fall in love. Boy and girl sing duet. My question to you, who were the duettists in these old musical shows? John.
That's right, all time, we're on our way.
Recognize him.
sorry.
You don't recognize
him? No, I don't know either.
Can you help him, Frank?
Not really. It usually turns out to be Bobby Howells and Evelyn Leigh or something.
No.
I don't like the piano. It's something very suspicious about the
Well,
the
suspicious pianist was George Gershwin himself, accompanying Fred and Adele Astaire in that duet from Lady Be Good. Frank, no trouble remembering the man's name here, but can you manage the girl's name?
Once you get down Lambert Way, any evening, any day, you'll find yourself doing the Lambert Way.
Notice the accent. We were talking about this before we started the show, the tremendously posh accents everybody used in those days, and very nice.
If you go down Lambeth Way...
Yes, that's right. Do you remember her name?
Yeah, it was a very strange name. It was a chap's name, wasn't it?
Yes, sort of.
It was Teddy St. Dennis.
Teddy St. Dennis, singing with Lupino Lane, that's right, in the show Me and My
Pretty
Girl.
Pretty girl, yes.
Yeah, nothing against the singing, good singing, but rather posh for the subject. Ian, again, both names, please.
Shades of Golders Green Hippodrome in my youth.
Think yes, for yourself,
where,
man.
Yes, where, because Golders Green Hippodrome used to be a pre-West End and post-West End touring theatre, and I lived near there. And we used to go to everything, and Bittersweet was one of the things I was taken to as a boy.
What was the name of the MD at the musical director?
Oh, goodness, yes.
Was it Sid Kaplan?
No, Van Damme.
Was it?
Alfred Van Damme.
John, who were, right. Ian, who were the directors?
Well, it was Peggy Wood.
Yes.
And Georges Metaxa.
That's right, yes. Now I'll see you again.
I said to John it was Anne Ziegler and General Boone.
You could hear the foreign accent.
Yeah. It came a bit later, I think. Yeah. Dennis, the show was Lido Lady. Who were these duettists? Absolute giveaway.
Lovely. That's a Rodgers and Hart song. It's gorgeous. Ella Fitzgerald has a lovely version of that. That was Jack Hulbert, but that wasn't Cicely Courtnage.
No, it wasn't, no.
And I don't know who it was.
Phyllis Dare it was. So you have a half mark. A voice for the audience to place. Ooh. Who was this?
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you.
Any ideas? Anybody know? Shout it out, come on.
No,
not Jack Buchanan. No, Dennis knows.
Stanley Holloway.
Stanley Holloway.
Yeah.
Stanley Holloway. Thank you all the same.
Turn the lights off.
Back into deep nights.
It was Stanley Holloway in Hit the Deck. It was from a duet with Ivy Tresman, but she wasn't on that particular excerpt. Four buildings, and I'd like to know, please, where I can find them mentioned in the words of a song. John, a stately home...
Of not, England.
Not at all far from here, mentioned by name in a song. Matter of fact, it's about a couple of hundred yards away.
A Buckingham Palace.
Yes, now, in a song, please.
Christopher Robin went down with that.
Yes. They're changing guard at Buckingham Palace.
Oh, absolutely. Changing of the guard.
Yes, that would do. Yes. Mm. I think it's mentioned, isn't it? The Palace.
Down the road to Buckingham Palace, and there you see.
We'll make you a base yet, won't we? Frank,
oh, another... I want to be Abby.
No, no. I've got for you, Frank, a Tuscan campanile begun in 1173, a song in which that's mentioned.
You're the tops.
Yes.
You're the tower.
Tower of Pisa. That's right.
You're the tops.
You're the
Mona Lisa.
Ian, the present home the present home of the Elgin Marbles.
Well, the present home of the Elgin Marbles is the British Museum, is it
yes.
not?
Yes.
British Museum.
Lost its charm, you know.
Oh, a foggy day.
Yes, in London town. The British Museum has lost its charm.
Do you know that marvellous Dylan Thomas thing when he describes the sort of people that go and give lectures in America? Max factored actors, experts on the Turkish novel, and men from the BBC who sound as if they have the Elgin Marbles in their mouths.
As he did, of course, didn't he? He really did sound like that himself. Fine delivery, so. Dennis, a building, presumably the Chicago headquarters of a chewing gum magnate.
Oh, yeah, yes, the Wrigley Building, Chicago. I was really, the first time I heard that, I didn't connect it. And I thought of it as a building that sort of shimmered, you know.
Building, yes. Yeah, it comes from my kind of town, Frank Sinatra, that's right. My Melancholy Baby, that's Frank's song to open the close, so to speak, of this show. Frank.
Loose. Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't feel blue. All your fears are foolish fancies, maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear. Or else I shall be melancholy too.
John has cooked up for himself a combination of recorded opera music and live whistling, for which I disclaim all responsibility. Verdi's The Masked Ball is something to do with it. John, anything to add before puckering up?
It's one of the Page Oscars, little numbers, little ditties.
Right, cue tape.
We'll have a go.
Book him for your next social. When leading from John into Dennis, I always seem to be saying by way of contrast, but this really is. It's an ingenious song, though. Dennis.
I ain't got the slightest hanker to be a broker or a banker. No, siree, I wanna be your mother's son-in-law. I don't even fancy trying to be a well-known social lion sipping tea. I wanna be your mother's son-in-law. Ain't got the least desire to set the world on fire. Just want to make it proper to call your old man Papa. I would pass up all the orchids to be the sole support of your kids. Yes, siree, I wanna be your mother's son-in-law.
I had a record of that sung by Sam Brown with the Six Swingers. Well. Anyway, we are now all going to heaven, and Ian Wallace is of the company.
Going home, going home. I'm a going home. Quiet like some still day. I'm just going home. It's not far, just close by. Through an open door, work all done, care laid by, gone to fear no more. Mother's there expecting me, father's waiting too. Lots of folk gathered there, all the friends I knew.
Right, was a lady in the audience who said, lovely. Going home. Just before we all go home, you might like to know the winners this week by a slight margin. Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Pete Atkins.